Hello, this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi.
To avoid them spoiling, you put pepper inside the bottles, dried pepper, proteins that you get from beans. You can say yes, there's replacement like soya beans. They stay very long time and you can use it to eat anything, be it rice, yam, bread, whatever you want to eat it with.
Ramadan. It's a Muslim holy month and most of the world's estimated 1.8 billion Muslims will observe it in some form. Which means there's a good chance you or a friend or co-worker or neighbor or your child's teacher will be celebrating, fasting and doing all the other activities that comes with the unique holy month of Ramadan. As Muslims begin observing Ramadan fasting this year, the cost of essential food items surged by 95% in Nigeria. The cost of essential food items has surged in the market. For instance, the price of Maggi Cube has escalated from 1,000 Naira to 1,200. Salt has doubled from 200 Naira to 400 Naira per sachet. Palm oil bottles have risen from 900 to 1,200. And vegetable oil has increased from 1,200 to 1,600 or 1,800 in some places. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But with every problem, there's always a solution. Now, is it possible to make a cost-effective meal this Ramadan? As briefly heard in our teaser, maybe it is. But before we get to that, let's hear from some Muslims to tell us how they feel about the prices of food commodities and how they intend to make cost-effective meals this period.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My name is Saada Tahir from Kaduna State. I'm an entrepreneur and a digital marketing specialist. Alhamdulillah for witnessing yet another Ramadan. This is the first day, alhamdulillah. It hasn't been easy for everyone, especially with the price hike of food items in the market. Everyone has been scared with Ramadan around the corner and the food items keep getting higher. The few ways I cut cost on food items during this Ramadan is trying to buy in bulk. Like if you buy food items in bulk, you save some cost because buying a single cost more than if you buy in bulk. So if you want to save some money, I try to buy food items in bulk and I try to resist overbuying perishable goods, things that will easily get, especially with the heat in Nigeria, things that will easily get spoiled. And I try to resist being tempted to overbuy and waste food. Another way is I try to donate some few food items, no matter how little, to the poor and the needy. So if like everyone will try to donate some food items, that way even the poor and everyone will have something to eat during this Ramadan. The few cost-effective meals during this Ramadan that one can make is I'm trying to cut down oily and fatty foods, like any food that has to do with oil and fat. From my little observation, I realized that it costs more than, eating like, healthy meals. Like healthy meals, we know that everything is expensive right now, actually. But if you do the calculations, healthy meals, like all those food that have a lot of fats and oils in it, cost more than, having a simple meal. The goal is to like eat a food with a lot of nutrients and vitamins to keep us going during this Ramadan, to keep us more energized so that we can perform our Ramadan duties.
Assalamu alaikum. Good afternoon. Alhamdulillah, fasting is going on well. Yeah, I cut a lot of things. I added to soup, especially. No more extra pomo, extra dry fish, extra sardine, extra snail. No. If it is meat, it is only meat. If it is fish, it is only fish. No more salad on rice. No more plantain on rice. All those has been cut off.
Well, there is nothing much to say about Ramadan except to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us witness this holy month alive and healthy. Otherwise, the cost of living, oh my God, we just have to deal with it. But it's so, so sad that Nigeria is turning into this. This economic situation is so, so, so hard. Very, very unfortunate. In fact, the economy is not smiling anymore. May God help us.
My name is Khadija Nasidi. Ramadan is going, alhamdulillah, that's all we can say. As a Muslim, you have to thank God in every situation you find yourself. But the cost of food items is really, really something disturbing because you cannot afford so many things you were buying last year, last Ramadan. So, alhamdulillah, it's just what we can say because only God can provide for us. Yeah, we try to cut cost of food items during this Ramadan because, okay, if you can afford to buy maybe 2 chickens last Ramadan, you cannot buy 1 chicken this Ramadan. That's just how the situation is now. So you have to switch to buying maybe just fish, sardines. And the ways to make cost-effective meals this Ramadan, you can really switch to just vegetables, which is more healthier. Though it's the situation that's cost it this way, but you can just switch to vegetables, fruits, even though the fruits are expensive now as it is, but at least they are more affordable than the meat and everything. So you just have to live in this situation. It's really hard for us to live.
Those are some Muslim faithfuls there speaking. What cost-effective meal can be made during Ramadan? Well, after the break, we would find out. Do stay. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're looking at ways to make and prepare cost-effective meals this Ramadan. By that, I mean we'll be sharing cost-effective recipes with you. Before we went on break, we heard from some Muslim faithfuls who told us how they make cost-effective meals this period. Ramadan is a month-long fast for healthy adolescents and adult Muslims. The quality of food eaten and eating patterns in Ramadan may differ from other months of the year. During this period, Muslims wake up well before dawn to eat the first meal of the day, which has to last until sunset. This means eating lots of high-protein foods and drinking as much water as possible right up until dawn, after which you can't eat or drink anything. Now, it is only right that whatever meal is consumed before dawn must and should be nutritious and full of fluid-rich foods to provide enough energy and hydration to last during the long fasting hours. With the cost of food in Nigeria today, how many Nigerians can actually afford this? Is it possible to maintain the standard while cutting costs? Well, I spoke with a chef and she told me some cost-effective recipes she created.
My name is Nana Khadija Ibrahim. I'm a chef. I deal in events and I host private events and public events in catering and event management. Last year at this time, nobody actually thought things were going to be this expensive or this high. Though we do have ways of preserving the meals that we make or the food that we make, and we have, of course, you need to learn ways of cutting down on cost and for the food and production that you do, but it has been really difficult for chefs and cooks all around the world because trying to cut down cost while still doing meals that are of the same quality for people is very, very difficult now.
So have you shopped for Ramadan already, especially when it comes to supplying meals for people?
Yes. Because the moment Ramadan comes, like 2-3 days before Ramadan, the prices of things like they triple in price. So I usually do my shopping like 1 week before or 2 weeks before, just in case.
Okay. So how much did you spend for your shopping this time and how much did you spend last Ramadan? What is the difference?
Okay. This time around, in terms of amount, I spent about 90K.
Okay.
And that 90K will take me at least 2 to 3 weeks in Ramadan because we do this feeding of less privileged.
Okay.
So it takes me about 2 weeks. As of last year, I don't think I spent up to 45K for the first shopping that I did. So it has significantly gone up and it's making it more difficult for us to provide proper meals for people.
So what are the specific things you can't do without during Ramadan and how much did you spend on them this year versus last year?
Okay, the things mostly that we cannot do without are the veggies that we use and then tomato and pepper and anything that has to do with liquid. That is the fruit juice that we do or zobo or kunu. This year we are going to go without kunu because they spoil easily and we can't refrigerate them due to the
the lighting problem that is happening in Nigeria. Instead, we're going to be doing packet drinks, which have also gone up. As of last year, they were 100 naira. This year, people are selling them for 350, 300 naira. For the tomato and pepper, because we cannot do without, we have actually a method of storing them whereby they are sealed in containers. After boiling, you boil them inside glass containers to seal them so that they are preserved for a very long period of time, so that you don't have to use spoiled goods for people.
Okay.
When it comes to the vegetables, when it comes to the vegetables, we also do the same thing. We do pickling. That's when you put the veggies inside containers with salt or vinegar so that they do not spoil.
Now let's talk about cost-effective meals. What are those? How can people cut costs during Ramadan? What are those? Give us a couple of cost-effective meals people can cook and make during Ramadan.
Okay. When it comes to cost-effective meals, we're going to be doing some of them this year because of there's no light and then the high cost of food. One of the cost-effective meals we're going to be doing this year is deep-fried flatbread. Instead of buying bread, because the price of bread has gone up, so instead of buying bread and giving to people, we do flatbreads. Basically, it's anyways, you can check us out to know all about that one. But it's basically flatbread in deep fried oil, and it doesn't spoil easily, so it stays a while.
Okay, is it not flour you use? And flour is actually expensive.
Yes, it's flour you use, but then there's yeast inside it to make it rise, and so the amount of flour you use doesn't have to be much.
Okay.
For the flatbread, and you're rolling it out and all that to make it larger, so it's a bit more effective than actually buying bread.
Okay. So what do you consume? What do you eat it with?
You can eat it with stew or sauce.
Okay.
If you want, nowadays they sell these pack of mayonnaise that is 100 naira in a pack. Those are very cost effective. Instead of buying the whole 1,000 naira bottles or 2,000 naira bottles. Those ones are 100 naira. They're easy to use. And you can do your sauces at home if you want. I know things are expensive, but there are easier ways to make sauces that you don't have to spend so much when you go to the market.
Can you share a little light on that for our listeners? You know, some easier ways to make sauces that won't break the bank. We have things are difficult. People are going through it. So what is that one easier, cost-effective sauce people can make that would carry them for at least 2-3 days during Ramadan, considering the fact that there's no light?
Okay. One of the sauces that we do sell for these kind of things is what we call shito. It's not Nigerian made, but I've noticed a lot of Nigerians use it nowadays. It's basically a fish sauce, and it lasts as long as 2-3 years.
Okay.
That is the truth. Inside the container, be it you open it, you don't open it, as long as you buy like the pack one. And I know they are not expensive because we do supply them as well to people. Okay. They stay as long as 2-3 years.
Okay. That's the sauce?
Yes, the sauce.
Okay.
It's basically a combination of fish, crayfish, pepper, tomatoes, but it is fried properly until it's almost dried, and then basically it's just the oil and the sauce that's inside the container. They stay very long time, and you can use it to eat anything, be it rice, yam, bread, whatever you want to eat it with.
Okay, so can you give us one more cost-effective meal that people can replace? You know, is there any replacement that maybe, like you said, tomatoes? We know tomatoes has increased. Maybe it's coming down again. Beans is also on the high cost. So what can be replaced with tomatoes and beans? And I know beans is an essential during Ramadan for making akara and moi moi for pap and all of that. So what can be replaced with that during Ramadan that would be cost effective for people, especially for those who find it difficult to afford beans?
The truth of the matter is there is no actual, maybe when it comes to the proteins that you get from beans, you can say yes, there's replacement like soya beans, or legumes, those kind of things. But when it comes to the beans itself, because you use it to make akara and moi moi, there is no replacement for it. So people buy them earlier, okay, or buy them from, farm sites. We buy ours way earlier. We buy them 2 months before, just so that you avoid all these expenses. You buy them when they are less in price, and then you put them inside your bottles. To avoid them spoiling, you put pepper inside the bottles, dried pepper,
okay,
to avoid all those weevils.
Okay. Okay, let's quickly talk about wastage. How can people avoid wasting food during Ramadan?
Okay, so when it comes to wastage, that is why they tell people do not take more than you can eat. And during Ramadan, when people break their fast, they think they can eat a lot, but because of you fasting the whole day and you not being able to eat anything or drink anything, your stomach reduces in size, so you can only eat very little at that particular point of breaking. So I would advise people just drink liquids, drink water, try as much as possible to just put date in your mouth, and we're advised to only eat 1 or 3 or 5 or 7. It has to be those numbers. So just eat those, drink water, go on pray, and on prayers when you come back, you have enough space in your stomach to eat.
That was Nana Khadija, CEO Hashima Span, there speaking. It's easy to let the hunger pangs make you think of eating a truckload, but remember to eat in moderation. Ramadan Kareem to all our Muslims faithful. God bless Nigeria. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.